If you love good music that stirs your soul, you've come to the right place. We call this place Respect, R-E-S-P-E-C-T. This is DJ Rick, bringing you just a little bit of my favorite soul, funk, and R&B music. I'm glad you can join me. There's a lot of good music by Marvin Gaye coming up in this program, which I call Mostly Marvin Part 2. But there is also information which is troubling about his marriages, his personal life, and his death. Let's start with where we left off in Part 1.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a cool big party, man.
Yeah, brother, like it.
Solid.
Right on.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you to cry. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you die. You know we've got to find a way to bring some love in here today. Don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love in here today. Picket lines and picket signs. Don't punish me,
sister,
with brutality.
Sister,
talk to me,
sister,
so you can see,
sister,
oh, what's going on. Judge us simply cause our hair is long. Oh, you know that we've got to find a way.
Bring some understanding here today.
Oh, oh, oh. Picket lines and picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Come on, talk to me. You can't see what's going on. Yeah, what's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on.
Ooh.
Oh, don't go and talk about my father.
Talk about my father.
God is my friend.
Jesus is my friend.
He made this world for us to live in.
He made this world
and gave us everything.
God gave us everything.
And all he has of us is we give each other love. Oh yeah. Don't go and talk about my father.
No, no, no.
'Cause God is my friend.
Jesus is my friend.
He loves us whether or not we know it. And he'll forgive all our
he'll
sins.
Forgive our sins.
Oh, yeah. And all he has of us, oh, yeah, is we give each other love. Oh, yeah. Love your mother.
She bore you.
Love your father.
He worked for you.
Love your sister.
She's good to you.
Love your brother.
Love your brother.
the blue skies glow. Poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and east. Oh, mercy, mercy me, mercy. All things and what they used to be lost. Oil wasted on the oceans and upon our seas. Fish full of mercury. Oh, mercy, mercy me, mercy. All things and what they used to be lost. Radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby are dying. Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from man? Can't you stand?
Da 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 da
That was Marvin Gaye with a medley of his 1971 songs, What's Going On, Mercy, Mercy Me, God is Love, and Inner City Blues Make Me Wanna Holler. These songs are all edited versions from the original album recording of What's Going On. Smokey Robinson said about What's Going On that it was the most profound musical statement in my lifetime and that it never gets dated. The massive success of What's Going On was surprising in a way because it was so unusual when compared to the other previous recordings from Marvin and from Motown Records. But in the early 1970s, times were changing. Marvin next turned his attention to doing movie soundtracks.
Thank you.
That was the theme from Trouble Man, written in 1972 by Marvin Gaye and recorded live before a London audience. Isaac Hayes had done a soundtrack for the movie Shaft in 1971, and Curtis Mayfield had similarly had success with his soundtrack for Superfly. Marvin Gaye joined the trend of contributing the soundtrack for another film called Trouble Man, and you just heard the title track. Released in 1972, the Trouble Man soundtrack was considered good enough to stand on its own. The movie Trouble Man was not a gem, however, and was listed on at least one critic's list of the 50 worst films of all time. In February of 1973, Marvin came to the Motown studio in Los Angeles known as Hitsville West. As part of an album which was to be titled You're the Man, he recorded several songs which were similar to those on What's Going On, in that they were about his political and societal concerns, but he was not satisfied and he never released them on the album. Instead, he went down a more sensual path, recording this.
Let's get it on.
That, of course, was the classic Let's Get It On. The success of What's Going On had allowed Marvin to negotiate a new contract with Motown, making him the highest-paid soul artist, and gave him complete creative control. But the inspiration was lacking for his next move. In the early 1970s, Marvin was having serious difficulties in his marriage to Anna, who was 17 years older than him. And when he went into the studio with colleague Ed Townsend to record his new album, he was in a turbulent emotional mood. The lyrics to Let's Get It On, as originally written, were religious, and then were changed to political, and ultimately were inspired by a woman by the name of Janice Hunter, with whom he became infatuated during the recording sessions. Janice Hunter was not yet 17 years old when they first met, and 17 years younger than Marvin, but she served as muse and inspiration for one of the most sexually charged recordings of all time. The consensus is that Marvin and Janice did not have an affair during the recording of Let's Get It On, but he was constantly thinking about her. One reviewer noted that the album was replete with erotic imagery, but also that it is equally about distance and unfulfilled need. Take a listen to another song inspired by Marvin's feeling about Janice Hunter.
Felt their world stand still. Oh.
The ballad you just heard was If I Should Die Tonight, which was co-written by Ed Townsend. The incredibly romantic lyrics are sung so sweetly. Marvin had rejected the song because he had never felt that strongly about any woman before. But after meeting Janice and going out for a single date, he told Ed Townsend that he could finally sing that son of a bitch song now. Janice Hunter was young and beautiful, with almond-shaped eyes and long, beautiful hair, and much younger than Marvin's wife, Anna. Their relationship was at first kept private since he was a married man. Overall, the album Let's Get It On is a masterpiece of sexual seduction, and Marvin realized this, saying in the liner notes to the album that sex is sex and love is love. I don't believe in overly moralistic philosophies. Have your sex. It can be very exciting if you're lucky, and I hope the music I present here makes you lucky. Jason Ankeny's review of Let's Get It On concludes, with each performance laced with innuendo, each lyric a come-on, and each rhythm throbbing with lust, perhaps no other record has ever achieved the kind of sheer erotic force of Let's Get It On, and it remains the blueprint for all the slow jams to follow decades later. In 1975, Anna Gordy Gay served Marvin with divorce papers.
Oh,
I Want You was written by Motown songwriters Leon Ware and T-Boy Ross, originally for Ware's own album. It was recorded by Marvin in 1976, when Marvin was living with Janice Hunter and looking for a follow-up to Let's Get It On. The lyrics convey his hope that she loves him as much as he loves her. The single of I Want You made it to number one on the R&B chart and was nominated for a Grammy Award for Best R&B Male Vocal Performance. The album of the same name sold over 1 million copies. The second single released from I Want You album was the following. After the Dance was a smaller hit, but it actually was more influential because it continued to develop the soul style later known as Quiet Storm. Marvin's voice on After the Dance is particularly smooth and refined, and it furthered his status as a master of soulful singing. Let's listen to another from his concert in London in 1977.
Distant Lover, y'all. I'm going to sing a little bit of Distant Lover for you, dude. You lose the one you love. It's a cold, cold, hard feeling. Yeah, but come over, man. You see, a man ain't supposed to cry. But I lost my baby. Hey, and I tried to be strong. Come home from work, but I had to face a lonely room, and the four walls began to clothes on all around me. And I begin to think about my babies and baby, why did you leave me, baby? Well, and then I didn't want to cry, but I broke down on my knees and said, oh, baby.
Was Distant Lover from Marvin's album Live at the London Palladium. Distant Lover was originally recorded for the What's Going On album, but didn't make it to vinyl until Let's Get It On. But it wasn't a major hit until Marvin sang a slower, sexier version in concert in Oakland, and it became one of his signature songs in concert. I no longer have the LP recorded live in Oakland. I lost it sometime over the years, But I think this version from 1977 is great and really stands the test of time. Marvin and Anna's divorce was very difficult and was not granted until 1977. During the pendency of the divorce proceedings, Janice Hunter and Marvin had two children, Nana and Frankie.
When did you stop loving me? When did I stop loving you? When did you stop loving me? When did I stop loving you?
That was When Did You Stop Loving Me, When Did I Stop Loving You, from the 1978 album entitled Here, My Dear. As a condition of their divorce, Marvin had to give Anna the most of the proceeds of his next record. Initially reluctant to give her anything good, Marvin changed his mind and produced another excellent album, this time a double album. But it was a finely focused view on the deterioration of their marriage and was full of personal digs. Anna Gordy Gay threatened to sue Marvin on the grounds of invasion of privacy. The reaction was an immediate chorus of boos. Panned by the critics, ignored by Marvin's fans, it was considered a failure. Motown refused to promote it. Marvin refused a tour to support it. It ended up out of print for years. But ultimately, upon re-release in 1994, it began to have a new life, and some have claimed that it is a beguiling and very truthful album that foreshadows by 20 years the voyeuristic reality shows on television. Rolling Stone included Here, My Dear, on its list of the 500 greatest albums of all time. But the cover art and lyrics on Here, My Dear, also reveal Marvin's mental health issues were worsening. Marvin and Janice had married after his divorce from Anna was final, but that marriage quickly was in trouble. In 1981, Janice Hunter was granted a divorce. Marvin was using an incredible amount of cocaine to self-medicate against his depression and was becoming increasingly paranoid, thinking that people were trying to kill him. He stopped touring and recording and fell deeply into debt, including many millions of dollars to the IRS. He left the United States for Europe as a tax exile. Feeling the pressures of a failing professional and personal life, he contemplated and, some say, tried to commit suicide.
Get up. Wake up.
That was Sexual Healing from the 1982 album Midnight Love. More about that later. In 1980, Marvin had been attempting to record a follow-up to Hear My Dear, but was struggling. Motown took his unfinished record and released it under the title In Our Lifetime without Marvin's permission. Even though he was still under contract, Marvin angrily vowed that he would never record for Motown again. After a short and unsuccessful European tour, Marvin began freebasing cocaine, staying in squalid drug houses with other addicts in London, and shunning all his friends and contacts with the music business. A Belgian concert promoter, Freddy Cuzart, was worried about him and suggested that Marvin stay in an apartment he owned in Ostend, Belgium. Marvin was not even sure where Belgium was or why he was going there. But it helped that Ostend was a small, working fishing port with a nice beach, and, at first, very few people knew who he was. While there, with Cuzart's support and encouragement, Marvin quit using drugs and got fit again by runs on the beach and going to the local gym for basketball and boxing. He worshipped in a local church and made friends with the locals in the cafes. With his renewed mental and physical health, in 1982, he stepped into a small recording studio outside Brussels and began playing and singing again. He asked Harvey Fuqua, his original musical mentor from his doo-wop days, to supervise and brought in musicians from America. With an idea for a title from Rolling Stone journalist David Ritz, he came up with the song Sexual Healing. Marvin not only wrote and sang the song, he played drums, Fender Rhodes piano, synthesizer, organ, orchestral bells, glockenspiel, finger cymbals, bongos, and congas. When word got out that Marvin was free from drugs and working again, Columbia Records bought out his contract from Motown. Marvin recorded the album Midnight Love, and released Sexual Healing as a single. What a smash hit. It shot to number one in the U.S. and stayed there 10 weeks. It was also a top 10 hit in Belgium, Canada, Ireland, the Netherlands, New Zealand, and the U.K. The song sold over 4 million copies and was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Marvin won 2 Grammys in 1983 for Sexual Healing. The album Midnight Love was named Album of the Year by the New Musical Express, and Rolling Stone considered it one of the best albums of the 1980s. Midnight Love sold over 6 million copies worldwide. However, Marvin had a major setback in his struggle with mental health and drugs. Feeling stressed because of the string of live performances in a concert tour to support Midnight Love, later in the year, Marvin relapsed into a severe cocaine addiction. At the end of the tour, he said he was going to return to Belgium, but he came home to be supportive of his sick mother, Alberta Gay. Marvin had given his parents his former home in L.A. At this point, things went from bad to very much worse. The short version of this story is that Marvin Gaye Sr. shot and killed his son, Marvin Gaye, on April 1, 1984, at their home in L.A. The longer, more complicated, and deeply sad version can be found in a book titled Divided Soul, The Life of Marvin Gaye, by David Ritz. During Marvin's funeral, Berry Gordy declared Marvin Gaye to be the greatest of his time and stated that he had no musical equals. Let's go out with some of Got to Give It Up from 1977. Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, said in 1968 that soul doesn't need to be defined because it's a feeling. This is DJ Rick, and you have been listening to Respect, R-E-S-P-E-C-T, on KVSH-FM. Thanks for listening. Find out what it means to me.